Well, something I just wanted to throw out, just because I'm hearing some of the stories this morning of the new FDA-approved Alzheimer's drug.
Oh, yeah.
Which sounds very interesting. Apparently, it's a Biogen drug. It's going to be marketed as Aduhelm, A-D-U-H-E-L-M. $56,000 per year.
Mm. Yeah, they use the term pricey. I guess that's pretty accurate. Mm.
Now, what reason I mentioned is because Axios. Again, this is how often do we say, be wary of what you find online?
Mm-hmm.
I've never known Axios, you tell me, Pat, I mean, to be a widely conspiratorial...
No, kind of running the mill news site.
And a lot of what they do is, you know, they attach stories, some other things like that. So,
yep.
Yeah, but they have an article up there from Bob Herman talking about this new drug and talking about how people aren't aware, as it says here, that the FDA issued an accelerated approval for the drug that must be administered in a doctor's office and comes with official warnings of possible brain swelling and bleeding. And the accusation is that there is an approval for this drug before it has officially been scientifically approved by many in the scientific community.
Yeah, that's right.
You've heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, it says here, Billy Dunn, the FDA neuroscience director who signed off on the drug, wrote in a memo that the agency used a rigorous, science-based approach to assess the therapy of the drug. And then again, Axios, and this Bob Herman columnist writes, but the entire, almost, he says, the entire scientific and medical community disagrees and worries this decision tarnishes the FDA's credibility.
Whoa.
So.
All right.
So expect 20% of the time selling the product and the other 80% telling you what it could do to you.
Exactly right. But I got to say, though, I've been doing some searching. And he writes, you know, almost the entire scientific community. I haven't found almost. I haven't really found a lot of pushback at this time. There could be some, but.
What constitutes almost?
Exactly right.
60%, 70%.
Hey, I don't know if some people it's going to be concerned enough that maybe it's 20%. I don't know, but I throw it out there just because there's such news coming out about this drug, and then
there's so much concern with the extent of Alzheimer's in the world.
Yeah, and you know people are going to, I'm sure, want to be interested in, but at $56,000 a year.
Ouch!
I mean, that's why you're hearing the stories about are you going to find companies covering that kind of thing?
Well, yeah, who's going to be able to? First of all, which insurance companies are going to be covering it?
I mean, that'd be a lot for even an insurance company to cover that. So, I don't know.
And there's still debate, right? I mean, whether or not this whether or not it works.
I just, you know, just because the FDA has approved it, now it becomes, okay, here it is on the market.
Yeah.
It's officially approved. What is it going to mean in the future? And are there going to be other warnings such as this has come out? I've been searching for, and I haven't found an inundation that would lead me to believe that almost the entire scientific community. I'm not saying there aren't.
Oh, yeah.
But again, we throw it out just so you know that there are these things that are happening in the news. Pay attention. Maybe we'll know more as it does advance forward. But always go to different sources, I think, is the key there. One source says this, one source says that.
Right. And, you know, talk to doctors.
Yeah. That's, you know, what's the official medical community? I'm sure they'll be interested in this, too. And probably already are.